Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to another edition of the Love of the Star podcast. I am one half of this podcast, Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 Through the Fan, joined as always by my co-host, the incomparable former Super Bowl winning NFL scout, Brian Broaddus, also co-host of the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas, Monday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. Central. Brian, you are back in Dallas, back in the warm confines of your home. I'm still out here in Oxnard, California, all by my lonesome. Went to a Dodgers game last night, tried to go see a movie tonight, but everybody on the beat, they were being big babies and said they had to write and everything like that. And so none of them wanted to go see a movie tonight. So it's just going to be me and some Dave's Hot Chicken and probably some HBO Max. But how was the trip home, and is it good to be back in Dallas?
You know, I'm not going to lie, Bobby. I am jealous that you're still in Oxnard. This time of year, I live to go to camp. I live to be a part of camp. The only way you can learn about this team and understand about this team is watching practice. And then, this week is kind of unusual. The fact that they're going to go to Denver and work with the Broncos on Thursday and Friday. And then I've got the call with Brad Sham on 105.3 The Fan Saturday night, but I am not going to lie. I'd give anything to be able to watch the practices leading up to Denver. And then next week, catching those Rams practices and then the Chargers and those practices and then the Chargers game. I mean, that would be like heaven to me right now with the way there's a lot of questions still with this football team. There really, really are. And, being around, it's the only way to kind of to figure those out.
There are plenty of questions about it. I'll tell you what, I got my GoPro here, so as long as they're on the bleacher side, I'll try and shoot as much overhead all 22 for you as I can of padded practice.
Well, be careful of that, but yeah, be careful. But don't post it because they get honest about the keeping that tight shot. And
stuff. No, I won't.
I see some open stuff. I mean, the guys and gals that are shooting video at the practices have done a hell of a job, by the way. I was watching a little from yesterday, and then, here in Dallas, they had some of the practice on as well. Yeah. So got a little taste of that. But, yeah, I mean, just being there is the best thing. I trust me, I'm nice to be home, but, man, my job's being there at camp, and I wish I was doing it.
So we were talking leading up to training camp, one of our first episodes. We're kind of talking about where do we feel good about this team, where do we feel not so great about this team. So I kind of want to do a check-in now that we've been able to watch a few practices and just see where things stand a little bit. We'll try and end on a positive note. So I guess we'll start with where do we not feel so great about this football team after some of the first practices. So, Brian, what is the number one thing that stands out to you that you go, man, this is concerning for this football team?
Kickers. They don't have a kicker. Yeah. It's so weird. And, with other things going on this team, Stephen Jones, people you talk to, they're not concerned about the wide receiver thing. That's a hint to me, Bobby, and I need to do some more research on this. That's a hint to me that Michael Gallup is further along than maybe we all know. I mean, if Stephen Jones and others are saying, listen, you guys are overreacting to this wide receiver thing, then that tells me that they feel good enough about what Noah Brown's been able to do. I think Noah Brown's played really, really well in this camp.
Sure.
You know, and let's be honest too. You know, the kid Turpin has come in and hit the ground running too with some of his inside plays, some of the stuff that he's able to do. You know, we've talked about Tolbert and, you know, his, you know, I think he started off a little slow when the pads came on, but the last few practices, I think he's been pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, it's that part of it. I get it. If that's the confidence you have in him, those guys and Dalton Schultz and Pollard and all that, if that's a confidence you have, that's kind of telling me that maybe Michael Gallup is not going to miss four games. Maybe Michael Gallup misses one game, the Tampa game, and then we see him for Cincinnati. I need to do a little further research on that because it sounds like that they, the way that they're playing this right now, they're really not concerned about adding another receiver. Now, let's see what happens when we get down. You know, we got a cut. We got a cut coming up here actually pretty soon. You go from an August 16th, which is, you know, after the game this next week. You go from 90 to 85. And then August 23rd, you go from 85 to 80. And then that final cut down on August 30th is 80 to 53. But, you know, you take 10 players out of this thing by August 23rd. Maybe there's a guy out there that someone puts on the street that you can claim and then add that way or look at a trade. But I don't know, man. It's kind of got this vibe. I keep saying this. They got this vibe that Gallup will be back sooner than later. That's why they're not worried.
Yeah, I think that's it. But obviously kicker, like you mentioned, that's one.
Yeah, I started off with kicker and I just rambled on about wide receivers. But, you know, what's going to be really weird, Bobby, is they're going to go to Denver at altitude and kick. And they're going to have practices on Thursday and Friday in altitude. Okay, does that help? Does that hurt? Does that make their legs look a little bit more alive? You know, are we in a situation where they're going to both improve? I'm going to say this, kicking there in Oxnard, I don't think is easy. I really don't. That the way the breeze comes off the ocean there, right, not too far from you, it comes over the tops of those trees. I mean, when they were doing those periods where they were kicking like long field goals, and they weren't even close. And even when they were close, you know, they were missed. I mean, I'm not saying it's wind. I guess I am saying that, but I'm thinking it's not an easy place to kick right now. And then and
McCarthy talked about that a little bit, said that, look,
it comes off the top of those trees.
That wind
goes down and I was sitting in the stands
specifically on that first field.
Really comes off hard.
The other side is not nearly as bad, but that first field really gets the flags whipping.
And you know, it's funny, and I'm not making excuses because these guys were missing extra points. You know, I mean, let's be honest. Garibay was missing. I mean, they were missing extra points. So, and I was standing underneath the goalpost every time they did those drills. And I'll tell you what, it was very, very, it rattles you. I mean, I can imagine that, you know, Will McClay, and we need to figure out this too. This would be a good project this week. Is Garibay, Jonathan Garibay, the kicker, is this a Bones Fossils guy? Is this one of Bones' hand-picked guys?
I've heard it is.
Okay, if that's the case, this kid's going to get every opportunity to make this team. And, you know, but there might also be a point in time where he's just not good enough, and then all of a sudden you put him out on the street and he's kicking for somebody else and it seems to work. So that's a scary thing right now, especially, you know, like I say, when you're trying to kind of figure things out. And I don't think anybody going in, especially on staff, I don't think anybody going on staff felt like that Garibay was going to struggle this badly kicking these field goals.
No, I think you're right about that. When we look at some other positions, do you have any concern about, I know right tackle is something.
Yeah.
Lance, about? Do you have any concern about the swing tackle? What else are you looking at to go a little like, I don't have total easiness here?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, I mean, because I thought Josh Ball started off pretty well, and Josh Ball's been kind of just okay. And, you know, I kind of like what I thought. I'm like, okay, I'm not giving this guy enough credit. But, you know, when the pads came on, I thought, okay, it's going to be a little bit of a different thing for him. But it hasn't been. Yep. You know, Collins, who is also kind of sharing time, you know, with him, I don't think he's been particularly great. So, yeah, you know, we've got scrimmages coming up. We've got games coming up. I don't think that tackle situation at all. And, you know, I was talking to somebody today about this thing with the left guard, and, you know, we keep mentioning Tyler Smith. And I was kind of thinking, if Tyler Smith's not going to win that left guard spot, which I think he will at the end of the day.
If it's just about the performance on the field, there's no reason that much.
I don't know. But like I said, if he doesn't,
yeah,
he needs to be playing right tackle then, like right now. Like he needs to be competing at right tackle to try and beat, because I just don't trust Steele. And I'm sorry, folks, as you listen to this broadcast, I just see the lack of that power. And I say that so much, but when these, you know, we've interviewed on 105.3 The Fan, we've interviewed Fowler and also, right, you know, Parsons, and you know, we've interviewed these defensive ends that rush the passer, and they tell you about how to break guys down. People will figure out how to break. We'll figure out how to break Steele down, and it's clear that if you bull him, he doesn't have a very good chance to set his feet, and that's the thing I worry about. I just worry about the power on that side. That's my biggest concern. He's a really good athlete, but I worry about the power on that right side.
Is there anything about the defensive side of this football team right now that concerns you, or do you just have complete confidence, like up and down the position group?
Let's be honest. You know, when they did that one-on-one stuff, man, yeah, that took some of those defensive back souls. You know, when you clearly saw it when you get a situation and Diggs doesn't, you know, he's playing press and he doesn't press and he doesn't get his hands on the guy, and all of a sudden Simi Fehoko, who's really a straight line runner, you know, Simi Fehoko doesn't have a lot of wiggle to him. He's a straight line runner and he's got some speed. But man, you saw some defensive backs, and it wasn't just Diggs. Some other guys got cooked too, you know, and that just showed you that when they went to the team, things kind of, you know, stabilized a little bit. But all everybody was talking about was Simi Fehoko running past Diggs, you know? And that's the problem. When that happens, that one-on-one drills can really expose corners, safeties. It really can. Or it can expose the wide receivers if they don't get off the jam and get any type of separation as well.
Yeah, and I think that, like, I mean, as we've talked about, it's tough in those one-on-one drills for corners. It definitely does, you know, I'm more impressed when I see corners make plays in those drills than I am with receivers who
hurt them.
But I think it also speaks to, and maybe you'll agree with this, I think the sum of its parts is you know, I think as a whole, they're better than as individuals. You know, I think that defense as a whole works better than they do as individual players. I use this quote all the time, but it's what Scott Pioli said when he got to Kansas City, where he said, we're looking for the right 53 players, not the best 53 players. I think in the sense with Dallas's defense, are they elite across the board? No, but I think that everything as an entire unit comes together where I don't really have any questions about the defense as we head into the season.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Bob. I know we're up against it a little bit. Maybe you can carry this over. But is the defense playing well, or is the offense that bad?
That's something that I think a lot of people try to figure out. You know, it's chicken and the egg. And I think the defense is playing well, because I think you've seen Dak and the receivers that even on the days they play well, they're just making tough catches and they're making tight window throw. And so I think the defense has just been really good overall. And it's just the offense on the days where they have a good day, the offense is really leveling up. So I think that it's more the defense is really good at this point. But
I want to believe the defense is good as well. Front seven and the secondary, I want to believe that too. But if you're, you know, if you're having problems blocking guys, if you're having problems getting separation, if you're having to make a bunch of tough catches and not, I mean, you wonder is that's the, you know, maybe the Broncos scrimmage will better help, you know, the situation, because you'll start to see the reports will come out of there about maybe some of the one-on-one stuff that they do. Okay, the Broncos are cooking your corners, or you're cooking the Bronco corners, or you're cooking their linebackers, or, you know, maybe that's it. Because right now, I want to believe that the Cowboys defense is playing pretty well.
Yeah. But
I also want to know, are they playing well because the Dallas offense isn't doing a very good job right now?
No, I think it's a fair question. And that actually will lead in nice, I think, to some of the things that we feel good about with this team. You're listening to The Love of the Star. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.